thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen.
Keep pushing through it and you'll make it through the day.
No matter how bad things get, life is beautiful and things will always be better. Everything is worth it, guys.
Scared? Alone? Unsure of what's to come? This podcast is for our brothers and sisters who struggle with homelessness. Join us on this journey to improve our mental health, to challenge what's possible, to become who we are. Let's ignite hope one spark at a time and set our dreams on fire.
Welcome back, everybody, to Street Strong. This is a special bonus episode to all of our loyal listeners out there. And we are so excited about the explosion of interest and feedback. We thank every one of you out there for being part of the Street Strong community. This bonus episode is a thank you to everybody out there. It's also, I think, a much needed conversation. I've been in mental health for about 15 years now. And I can't tell you how dramatically mental health has changed. And I want you to know that if you're out there and you're depressed or you're anxious and having panic attacks, if you hear voices, if you're addicted to cocaine or heroin or alcohol, if you're having fights with your spouse, if life just seems insurmountable and challenging, you're on the street, you got nowhere to live, maybe you're on a couch every other Sunday. Every day is a fight, a scramble, just to get a meal, just to walk a block without your feet feeling like they're about to fall off from how bone tired you are. I want to let all of you know that your days of suffering are numbered. There has never been a better time in human history for mental health and for the absolutely exhilarating developments that are right around the corner if you have a mental illness. There's never been a more exciting time. This is not just about the reduction of suffering anymore. For my first 5 or 10 years in mental health, it felt like the best we could do is just hope you don't suffer so much anymore. That there were fantastic treatments, but the possibility of cure, the possibility of eliminating symptoms, the possibility that you could thrive again was not always a central part of the conversation. Well, I think everything is changing now. And it might feel, if you're depressed, it might feel like tomorrow is going to be exactly like yesterday. It might feel that there's no other possible reality than the terrible reality you feel right now, that you'll never have a home, that you'll never have 3 meals a day and people to connect with. But let me tell you all something. Your days of suffering are numbered. The treatments that are around the corner, the way that I think society is going to change is going to be nothing short of phenomenal and inspiring. Are there dangers? Absolutely. Are there concerns and risks? Absolutely. But what we fail to do, especially when we have mental health concerns and stressors, what we fail to do sometimes is think about all the positives that are around the corner. And this isn't just hooey, let's be positive, optimistic talk. This is real stuff that can absolutely change society. It can change the way we relate to the world, the way we think and feel in the world. It is absolutely riveting. And there is so much reason to hope. There is so much reason to believe that the way you feel is not how you're going to feel in the future, that this is temporary, that this is just how it's been in the past. And things are changing so rapidly that you don't need to feel any longer that you are fated to feel this way forever. Remember that depression and anxiety are tricks. They are cons. They try and trick us into believing that we only have a couple choices. They try to trick us into believing that we know what tomorrow is going to be like and that it's going to be painful and scary. And we try to answer those questions when we're anxious beforehand to make us feel better. But at the end of the day, the future is exciting, whether or not we can feel it or see it in the moment because of our mental illness. And so keep the hope alive. You know, right now, you turn on the news and there's so much pain. There's so much fear. There's the idea that robots will take over the world and nuclear weapons and war and suffering. And there is that stuff. There is pain. There is suffering. There is inequality. There is climate change. There's all kinds of things like that. But I think because of the crises that are in front of us, it will require that we all have a collective shift in the way we relate to each other, in the way we relate to pain. It's going to require the world to come up with breathtaking treatments in how we think and feel and relate and connect to each other. There's no other way. We cannot solve these problems unless we radically shift the way we relate to each other, the way we feel, our energy levels, our ability to think clearly. All of our most pressing problems demand a radical change in our mental health. And so technology, I believe, will follow that. In fact, technology is already following that. And it's amazing. I mean, if you think about the last 120 years, we've cloned sheep, we've eradicated polio, we've sequenced the genome, we've sent a rover all the way to one of Saturn's moons at the edge of our solar system. We've 3D printed new arms and legs and made bionic eyes so people can see again. What makes you think that we cannot summon the same kinds of incredible human ingenuity to solve depression, to solve anxiety, to solve PTSD? I said solve, to solve homelessness, to eliminate homelessness. What makes you think we can't do that? If we've done these incredible things in other parts of society, you better believe that we can eliminate and cure those things if we are capable of sending a rover to one of Saturn's moons. That is breathtaking. It is absolutely incredible what human beings can do when they put their minds to something and they do it together. If the last 100 years has taught us anything, it's that we are unstoppable when we work together on a common goal. And we're unstoppable when we do it because we have to do it and we have no other choice. Now, I'm excited about all that. And I believe for those reasons, our spectacular achievements prove that mental health can and will be radically changed and improved in the coming years. I didn't even say decades, I think years. You have some amazing technologies out there. I won't go into details about all of them, but I think we can all whet our appetite a little bit when it comes to some of them. You know, virtual reality, right? That sounds kind of new age and crazy, but simulating environments in a virtual world so that we can all heal in a virtual way where we don't have to re-experience stuff in real time, but in a virtual simulated world. That's pretty fascinating stuff. You have MDMA. Now, this is not an endorsement of MDMA. MDMA, as a lot of you know, is a psychedelic that is about to be potentially FDA approved. The FDA in 2021 designated MDMA, MDMA-assisted psychotherapy, as a breakthrough therapy for PTSD. So this is right around the corner, this psychedelic kind of new age treatment. Again, not an endorsement. There's a lot more evidence that needs to be shown about this stuff. But these are breathtaking therapies in the clinical trials that we see. They're very impressive. And we just haven't seen some of this evidence in the past to this extent when it comes to mental health. And it's just so exciting if you're out there. The way technology, now we have quantum computers and you know, you hear AI all the time, and I don't mean to throw that around like a cliche, but it is pretty amazing. It is pretty amazing that the computing power out there is so vast and incredible that if you're homeless out there, if you're one of our friends who lives on the street, couch to couch, you know, AI can benefit you, right? AI is trying to bring cutting-edge mental health treatments in the form of digital apps that can actually heal a lot of our mental health mental health concerns. These are digital apps that are being worked on and researched, and you know, digital apps that can be free and available. And most folks who are homeless, believe it or not, have smartphones. So, you know, we're talking about democratization, bringing major treatments, cutting edge, incredible treatments to the masses. That's what we're talking about in the coming years. I can't prove that that's going to happen, but I have so much faith that this stuff is going to happen. We talk about how governments and organizations can have data in the future with all of this this computing data and AI, and where we might be able to understand the needs of the homeless much more intricately. You know, how many people are we dealing with? Where are they at? What resources do they need? What are the dollar amounts specifically that they could benefit from? Crunching numbers in our budgets, in governments, in NGOs, to figure out precise data as to what people need and where to get it, particularly the homeless. That is breathtaking. It is a complete and utter game changer. And it's just absolutely so exciting. You know, solving problems is about to become so much more personal too. We have genetics and the personalization of healthcare, right? And you know, I on Skid Row, I see a lot of homeless folks. They have insurance and they have access to these treatments because a lot of state and local governments, some federal programs will capture folks who are houseless and give them insurance so that they can go out there and access these same kinds of treatments. It's definitely a lot harder. But when we talk about the democratization of a lot of these treatments, it becomes breathtaking. There are apps now, and I cannot vouch for them. I don't even know specific names, but there are specific apps out there that even have beats on your headphones, that beats that are supposed to calm you down, and meditations, again, for the homeless who own smartphones, who are able to access these apps and feel dramatically better. It's not a cure. It's not a be-all, end-all. But I want to just say, with what we are capable of and the amazing developments around the corner, I think that mental health is going to experience the most significant revolution in its history. We are about to discover ourselves in such a powerful way, and we have to solve the most pressing problems. And we have to eliminate injustices and to help people on the street that I think at the end of the day are so routinely ignored by people. Why? Because people understand that all of our failures as a society are visibly shown or manifested by the poverty we see around the corner. When we see poverty, when we see our own people homeless, on the streets, no place to eat, no place to sleep, when we see that, that is a sign that our system has failed in some way. And so when we help change the system, when breathtaking technologies and changes in care take place, I believe that's going to trickle down. I believe it's going to result in a much kinder, more gentle world, full of hope, full of possibility. And it's inevitable because it's touched every other part of society. It's touched space travel. It's touched physical diseases. We've eliminated smallpox and polio. Life expectancy has gone through the roof in the last 100 years. We invented antibiotics. We've done so many breathtaking, there are so many breathtaking achievements. Mental health is next. So again, if you are out there and you are houseless, if you are out there and you're depressed, addicted, alone, alienated, we are all about to connect. We are all about to inspire each other and grow and change. And I think that the most pressing problems require it. There's no other way out. And all of you are going to start to feel the beautiful consequences, the beautiful possibilities that are about to manifest. I would not have this kind of energy and this kind of hope if I didn't actually believe it. And I wouldn't actually believe any of this stuff if I didn't actually read about it and see it on the ground and feel it. I feel like it's coming. I feel like it's coming. And there's never been a better time to have a mental illness. As crazy as that sounds, it's so much more promising to have a mental illness today than if we were talking in 1947, when it's a lot harder to come by. None of this is medical advice. None of this is telling you to do one thing or the next, or prefer one treatment or the other. This is just a much needed pep talk for myself, for the people that I care about on Skid Row, for the people that I care about who listen to this podcast. We all need it. The winter months are dark. Send this to a friend. Send this to a loved one. Replay it. Play it. Tell me how you feel. I don't care. What I care about is that we're all in this together, and there's so much room for hope. Thank you all for tuning into this bonus episode of Street Strong. Very much appreciate each and every one of you. And tune in for our next episode, released every Tuesday. Don't forget to rate, like, subscribe. All of your comments and feedback really matter. And I can't wait to see you all again. Signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Street Strong. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with every single person you know who is struggling with homelessness. And remember that famous line from Mr. Rogers: when the day turns into night and you're way beyond my sight, I'll think of you.